All right, good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining today's TR90 Weight Management Call. My name is Frank Lomas. I'm your host today, and I'm joining you from my home here in Lompoc, California, 54 miles north of Santa Barbara, California's beautiful Central Coast, which is clouded in today. My business background before New Skin was a workaholic mortgage broker and small business owner, and I now enjoy my carpet commute, walking from one bedroom to another to grow my business. In my youth, I competed in one events in bodybuilding and weightlifting, and I stay active today with regular weightlifting, walking, and calisthenics. These calls occur at 6:40 to 6:55 a.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday. The listen live call 712-775-8972. Wait for the prompt and then enter PIN code 910-022. Our panel makes these calls to support your efforts with the AgeLock TR90 program, based on three program components clinically shown to help you look leaner and healthier in 90 days. The primary components are products, eating, and exercise. So contact your personal New Skin representative or New Skin product support for more details on the TR90 program. And, of course, check in here each weekday for tips to help you stay connected and informed. You can find an archive of these calls on SoundCloud.com or your favorite podcast app by searching for either TR90 or Frank Lomas. My name, L-O-M-A-S, Frank Lomas. Today's topic, let's see here, what did I find today? The six fitness myths that drive me crazy, and not me personally, but the guy that wrote the article, which is Matt Roberts. The article is about 30 days old. It's a short little reader, so it won't be here too long, but six fitness myths that make him nuts. Let's see if they make us nuts, too. Fitness myths breed like rabbits online and drive me insane. The sheer abundance of self-declared experts offering solutions to improving health, well-being, fitness, and more is overwhelming. While some simply have good intentions, others might be pushing an agenda or perhaps just a new range of weight loss teas. Either way, the massive information and worse, misinformation is often contradictory and confusing, can easily leave you wondering who you can trust or what to believe. So to help you navigate through the noise, here are some of the most common fitness myths that deserve to be debunked. Number one, you need to stretch before you exercise. We're often told to stretch before a workout, but the latest research shows that this won't reduce your risk of injury and can even make you more vulnerable. The scientists found prolonged stretching may actually lead to a short-term reduction in strength, so you could be more likely to overestimate how far you can push your body. Rather than stretching, try warming up with a few key moves that will get your body ready for your workout you're about to do. Prior to activities like running or racket sports, perform exercises like knee raises, hip rotation, calf raises, squats, and lunges. Number two, running is bad for your joints. Contrary to belief, running can actually benefit joints. When you run, the impact places stress on your bones, and as a result, they become stronger and denser. Running works the muscles which support your knee joints and will strengthen your cartilage, tendons, and ligaments. However, the key is ensuring your body is prepared for running. Strengthen your muscles with exercises such as lunges and deadlifts. This will increase your endurance so that you can maintain good posture as your body tires, reducing your risk of injury. And hold on 1 minute here. Let me say goodbye to my honey. Bye, honey. Make it a great day. Number three, lifting weights leads to a bulky body. Surprisingly, there's a significant distinction between strength and building muscle. Most weightlifting routines won't notably increase muscle size without an extensive volume of sets and surplus calories, around 9 to 20 sets per week per muscle group for substantial gains, which may be impractical for many. In contrast, strength can be developed with much lower volumes, even just one or two sets per week for a specific body part, although aiming for 5 to 10 sets across 2 to 3 workouts is ideal. Regardless of their approach, whether lifting heavier weights for 8 to 10 reps or using lighter weights for 20 to 30 reps, you'll build strength and experience additional health benefits, such as increased metabolism, all without getting bulky. Number four, the way to stay fit is to walk 10,000 steps every day. Well, people who regularly walk long distances tend to live longer. That's a given. However, 10,000 steps isn't necessarily a magic number, and many of us don't have the time to hit that mythical target. That's about 5 miles a day, by the way, about 2,000 steps for every mile, approximately. In truth, you can get similar heart benefits with far fewer steps, simply by dialing up the intensity. Aim for 4,000 to 6,000 steps walking at a slightly faster pace. Don't you feel slightly breathless? Mix this up with other activities like strength training to preserve muscle and joint health, which also raise your heart rate for similar benefits to those achieved through those additional steps. Number five, no pain, no gain. While pushing your limits occasionally is necessary, it's not a constant requirement. You don't have to go all out in every session. Most training should be tough, but not too tough, with sessions ranging from challenging to light to medium intensity. Yes, here you can expect to feel pain in those sessions where you lift very heavy weights, but for the vast majority of people, this shouldn't be done too often. Your training should feel challenging, but not consistently painful. Yeah, there should be actually no pain involved. There's a tightness and you get from pushing weights, but you shouldn't be in actual pain like you hurt yourself. Strength gains can come from moderate resistance and higher reps too. So reserve your highest intensity efforts mainly for occasional strength sessions or specific cardio intervals. One all-heavy session a week is enough for anyone training for health and strength. Number six, cutting carbs will make me lose weight. While cutting carbs is a popular weight loss strategy, most people fail to keep it up in the long term. The main reason it works is that it reduces overall calorie intake, creating a deficit. However, staying on a low-carb diet may prove challenging, as carbohydrates provide essential energy, fiber, and nutrients. Rather than cutting carbs completely, try eliminating one or two specific foods. Maybe those 10 pizzas you eat in the week. I'll just throw that in there by example. For instance, you can typically avoid bread while still consuming other carbs like potatoes. Similarly, consider reducing fat, such as using less oil in cooking and salads, or simply by opting for fat-free dairy. The latter point is a good option for another reason, because it will be effective in reducing calories without unintentionally lowering protein intake. Overall, a targeted approach like this is more sustainable in the short and long term, promoting a healthy relationship with food. It's easier to stick to and ultimately more enjoyable, making it a practical and an effective dietary choice. So that was just real quick and simple. Cutting the carbs will make me lose weight. Not necessarily true. You have to adjust the whole meal plan there. Number five, no pain, no gain. And I'm going to say, look, I've worked out my whole life, and if you've got pain, actual pain, it's the old doctor saying, doc, it hurts when I do this. I'm going to suggest you stop doing that. You should not be in pain when you lift. Get uncomfortable, tired, fatigued, a pump, some soreness, yes, but no pain. That's not a good thing. Number four was the best way to stay fit is to walk 10,000 steps every day. Well, 10,000 is not necessarily a magic number. It's good to get out and walk, but maybe increase the intensity or walk a few more hills and at a slower pace to increase your heart rate there. Number three, lifting weights leads to bulky bodies, not by accident. The people that look like they lift weights are intentional in what they're doing. Most people shape their physique in a nice, comfortable way with the type of weightlifting they're going to do. And if you want to get crazy serious, that's a whole other thing. But especially women, no, you're not going to look like Popeye because you went to the gym a couple days a week. Your clothes may fit better and you may slim down and you may even not even lose weight, but you'll see some changes. Two, running is bad for your joints. I think you got to use that personal judgment. I'm at a point where running doesn't do me much good. It's too much pressure on my knees at this point in my life. But certainly the cardiovascular effects and cardio exercises are good, so I find other ways to do those. But hey, if you're a little younger, running's not bad for you. You know, and you might try to find some softer surfaces, get some nice shoes, so it doesn't impact the knees so badly. And then you need to stretch before exercise. I never do. We warm up on the equipment. If we're going to do bench presses, we do some light bench presses to warm up. If we're going to do overhead presses, we do some light overhead presses before we lift the heavy weight. And so you just start small and work your way up with one or two sets, not 50 of them. Just enough, hey, develop a little bit of sweat, riding an exercise bike or walk on a treadmill in the gym before you actually start lifting weights is a good way to warm up your body. Get your body warmed up. And I think you know when you are. So there you go. I remind you, these calls are recorded on SoundCloud.com. I'll bring you all current midday today, and we'll have everything on there through the weekend, including mine and Susan's. And with that, let's open up the line. Maybe. There we go. Find the line.
I know, okay. You just don't want to hear from me.
I do.
I know you do. I'm just giving you a bad time.
Don't go. So,
I have no idea what I'm talking about. I am covering tomorrow, but I have no idea what my topic is because I left my book at home and didn't think to look at it this morning before I hopped on the line.
All right. Well, so, I couldn't have told you what mine was going to be today either if you'd asked me yesterday because I had three or four lined up and picked mine this morning as I got started. So, hey, come on in. Susan, I'll have something worthwhile for you listening tomorrow. I'll be back on Thursday, and then we'll finish out the week here. And thanks for joining us, everybody. Again, go to SoundCloud.com and look for either TR90 or my name, Frank Lomas, L-O-M-A-S. And once you find it, go ahead and bookmark it so you don't have to hunt for it again. Okay, guys. Hey, thanks so much, Susan. I'll see you on Thursday morning. Thanks so much.
Sounds great.
Make it a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.
You too.